mismo, la la pizza y yo. Ya mismo, ahora mismo, la la pizza y yo. Ya mismo, ahora mismo, la la pizza y yo. Ya mismo, ahora mismo. Yes, welcome again to Super Rich God, the voice of God. This is your host, Bishop Ricardo Shaw of Team Ministry International. And of course, I know everybody is excited because this month we will talk all about the law of harvest. And this is the second, which we talk about how should I give. This is my title for today. How should I give? Well, I know the law of the harvest. Now, how should I give? Well, alam niyo mga kapatid, bago tayo mag-aral, gusto ko lang mag-pray. Pero bago tayo mag-pray, alam mo mga kapatid, gusto ko lang maintindihan niyo. I want all of you to understand about tithing. Sometimes people misconceive or may come misconception about Bishop Ricardo Shaw. I'm not against tithing. Everything that is written inside the Bible, we should follow. What I am saying is, this is a clarity for everyone to understand. Nagkaroon, there's a documented survey or a statistic that in the entire world, one organization, they come up with a survey. Generally, the people are not giving their tithes. Well, don't react. They are giving their tithes. But they are giving it not 10%, but only 3%. And the Bible said, you should love him, not you should rob him. Hello? If you don't pay your tithes, you are robbing God. Hello? If you love God, then give your 10% tithes. But what I am telling you, every Christian watching right now, and every new believer, please pay your tithes. Hello? Why they say pay your tithes? Because it is a law. That's why you have to pay, not to give, but to pay your tithes. But in the New Testament, it said in Corinthians, God love a cheerful giver. Hello? If we will follow the tithes system or the law of tithes, all of us will be in trouble because according to the statistic, all of you are only paying 3% of tithes. Amen. Don't react, but respond. Then, if you are one of them, then pay religiously 10% tithes. And you can even pay 20%, 30%, 100%, 90%. Hello. And even you pay 3%, but of course, it's against the law of God. But if you pay 3%, but you have a cheerful heart, then that's it. Hello. Hello. But God wants us to obey Him. Amen? So, hope everything is clear that we should understand. And one more thing, I have talked to so many churches. Most of them, ang tithes po nila ay kulang po para sa mga gastusin ng church, ng mga churches. Kaya kayong mga Christian na nanonood, hindi tayo humihingi ng support. Anong support mo sa akin? Ang isipin natin, ano ang may bibigay natin sa church? Ano ang may bibigay natin kay Lord? Amen. Hallelujah. Dapat baguhin natin yung mindset natin. Hallelujah. Gusto ko lang ikwento ito. This is the truth, a true story. Alam niyo po ba ang mga elepante? Ang elepante, pag lumabas sa kanyang ina, ipinanganak ang elepante. Ito po ay sinisimulan na puntalian ang paa ng isang kadena. Maybe 1 meter or 2 meters. Bakit po? Pag ito po ay lumaki na po ng lumaki ng lumaki, pag ito po ay tingin nila ay nasa 500 kilos na o ready na na hindi na ito tatakbo, tinatanggal na po yung kadena sa kanyang paa. Kaya pagdating niya ng 1,000 kilos ng elepante, ang bagal na po niya lumakad at masunurin. Mga kapatid, kagaya rin po ng ating buhay Kristiyano. Tayo po, hindi po tayo tinalian sa paa o ang paa natin nakatali sa lupa, kundi ang elepante na ito ay isang inihalintulad ng mga ngaral na kapag tinanggal mo na yung kadena, pag siya po ay 500 kilos na, hindi po paa niya ang nakatali sa lupa, kundi yung kanyang isip. Poverty mentality. Kahit anong gawin mong turo ng pagpapayaman, kahit anong turo naman ng pagbibigay, law of the harvest, sowing and reaping, hindi rin nila maintindihan dahil nakatali po ng kadena ang kanilang isipan. Mga kapatid, magandang kwento, pero totoo naman, pwede ba sabihin mo sa iyong sarili at sabihin mo sa iyong mga katabi na nanonood ngayon, walang elepante dito sa amin. Shout the hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So, ang title po natin, How Should I Give? Bishop Ricardo Show, How Should I Give? First, give purposely. Letter A, Matthew 6:2. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have the rewards so when you give to the needy. When? When they need it. Not if I have time, not if I have things to give. No. But when people needed it, you know, my life, every time somebody needed something, even I don't have already, sobra na, apaw na, sa dami ng responsibility, nagbibigay pa rin tayo. Amen? Give purposely. Amen? Hindi ka magbibigay para sumikat ka. Hindi ka magbibigay dahil maraming nakatingin sa iyong media. Hindi ka magbibigay dahil nasa Facebook ka. Hello? People will know kung ikaw ay isang giver. Amen? Letter B, 2 Corinthians 9:7. Every man, according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Amen? Kailangan give purposely. Ang gusto ng Diyos, you give cheerfully. Hello? Purpose in your heart to be a giver. Basta nasa isip ko na laging magbigay. Dapat ma-change yung mindset natin. Hindi laging, ano ang support mo sa akin? Ano ibibigay mo sa akin? Hello? Hindi tayo sa pera nakatingin, kundi ano ang maiko-contribute natin? Ano ang maibibigay natin sa kabutihan ng Diyos sa atin? Hallelujah. Sa ikalalago ng kanyang kaharian. Amen. Number 2, give voluntarily. Letter A, 2 Corinthians 8:3. For to their power I bear record. Yeah, and beyond their power, they were willing of themselves. Hallelujah. Ano? 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 7. Basahin po natin. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 7. Every man according as he purposed in his heart. So let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Amen. Hope you understand the message. Amen. Letter B. Exodus 35:25. And all the women that were wise hearted did spin with their hands and brought that which they had spun, both of blue and of purple and of scarlet and of fine linen. Hello. Ano man yung ginawa nilang damit o anumang kulay na pwede nilang i-contribute, kinukontribute nila. They give voluntarily. Sa ang mga church ng Christian ay dapat mayaman po. Kung aayusin lang natin, papalitan natin ang kaisipan natin, instead of receiving, we just give and give and give, and automatically, the harvest will come to you. Amen? And letter C, because we want to, give voluntarily because we want to, because we are thankful, our way to say thank you to the Lord. Luke 7:47, our measure of thankfulness, our offering shows our measure of thankfulness. Nakakita ka na ba mga taong nagbibigay sa church o nagbibigay sa mga pastor na hindi nagpapasalamat, galit siya? Bigyan ko na nga ito. No! Give cheerfully. Alam mo yung aking mga anak, they are really good. Bakit po? Natutuhan nila sa akin na dapat laging nagbibigay, nagbibigay, at nagbibigay. And when they give voluntarily. Amen? Wala silang iniisip ng kapalit dahil automatically na sa isip nila, automatic ang Diyos nagpapadala. Our offering shows our measure of thankfulness. Most of the time po, pag ako po ay nagbibigay, talaga naman pong wala na akong maibigay, pero pag narinig ko sinabi ni Lord, ito ang amount na ibigay mo, talagang nagbibigay po ako. Kapag sinulat ko po yan, pangako na yan, kailangan ma-release ko ang pera. Mga kapatid, grabe, kailangan ibigay natin ang anumang dapat bagay, kailangan magtanim tayo. Give purposely and give voluntarily. Amen. And number three, give generously. Before we talk about the third things of, on how we should give, you only, alam mo ang tao, you not only give generously, but you also receive generously. Ang mga tao pong hindi nagbibigay generously, hindi rin po sila tumatanggap generously. Guilty po sila tumanggap na parang hindi dapat sila bigyan. Kaya kayong mga nakikinig, kailangan when you give, give generously. When you receive, receive generously. Pag may tao nagbibigay sa iyo, tanggapin mo ito ng buong puso. Letter A, 2 Corinthians 8:2. How that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. Hello? Doon sa kanilang kahirapan, doon po sila lalong nagbibigay. Amen? Severe trial, may equation po ako diyan. Severe trial plus joy plus poverty equals generosity. Hello? Kaya nga po, pag nag-chip in tayo sa church, ay anong may bibigay mo? Ako, magluluto ako ng adobo. Ako na lang bahala sa kanin. Ay ako, marami kaming pansit. Hello? Sabi nung isa, ako ang ibibigay ko, ako na lang mangongolekta ng mga pagkain. Ako na lamang magtatrabaho. Ako na lang mag-iayos. Ako na rin maghuhugas ng pinggan. Give generously. Amen. Letter B, 2 Corinthians 9:6. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Who wants a smart harvest? Kung anong tinanim mo, siya mong aanihin. Sino may gusto ng big time harvest? Katulad ng sinasabi ko, mahilig po ako magbigay ng aking mga sapatos. 3 months lang po, nagpapalit na ako ng sapatos. Lagi ako nagtatanim ng sapatos dahil alam ko, yun ang gusto ng tao. Alam ko, yun ang nagpapaligaya sa tao, sa puso ng tao. Alam niyo po, ako po hindi naubusan ng sapatos. Ngayon po, may 8 nagbigay sa akin ng Nike shoes. Grabe. Amen? Binigay ko yung ginamit kong 3 months, pero ang tinatanggap ko, mga bago. Mga kapatid, huwag maging cheerful giver tayo at maging generous giver tayo, maging generous receiver din tayo. Amen? Ay, bakit yung binibigay mo luma? Hindi po. Mas gusto ko pa kayong bigyan ng bago dahil ayaw ko na mapupunta sa maling taniman ang aking itinatanim. Kung hindi po mabuting taniman ang aking bibigyan, hindi ko po kayo bibigyan. Hello? Ang point ko po dito, kung anong tinanim mo, siya mong aanihin. Amen. Letter C. Luke 6:38. Paborito ko po ito. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. God blesses us according to our gift. Ulitin ko sa Tagalog, Luke 6:38. Magbigay ka at ikaw ay bibigyan. Amen? Anong sabi? Magbigay ka, magbigay ka, magbigay ka, magbigay ka, magbigay ka, magbigay ka. Ano mangyayari? Ikaw ay bibigyan. 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 Nang ano? Hustong takal, siksik, liglig, at umaapaw pa. Hallelujah. Give generously. Amen? And letter D, Proverbs 11:24. There is that scattered and yet increases. And there is that withholded more than is meet, but it tended to poverty. Hello? Amen? As we give, we are blessed. Hindi nyo palang naranasan ang naranasan ni Bishop Ricardo Show. Maybe it's once in a while, parang sakit ang tiyan. Pero si Bishop Carding Show, kung magiging kaibigan nyo, laging gusto kapag nagkita, laging may maibigay, laging maipa-blow out, laging magtanim. Tanim, tanim, tanim. Bakit? Hindi mo alam, sa pagtatanim mo, ang dami mong aanihin sa buong daigdig. Shout hallelujah! And number four, give accordingly. Letter A, Deuteronomy 16:17. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord thy God, which he hath given thee. Poor or rich, statistics show that the more people earn, the smaller percentage of their income they give. One man always gave 10%. He came to his pastor. Ito may kwento ng isang tao. One man always gave 10%. He came to his pastor and asked him to pray about a job promotion that would triple his salary. Because he was faithful, the pastor was glad to pray for him. After he got the new job, he came to the pastor and the pastor could tell he was troubled. Hello? Nagtanim siya ng 10%? Lagi-lagi? Nung humingi siya ng prayer request, na triple ang kanyang sweldo. Pero nung pumunta ulit siya sa pastor, mukhang may problema na at mukhang nababagabag ang kanyang puso. He said he could not afford to give so much money away. The pastor asked if he wanted him to pray for his old job back so he could afford to give. He worked it out and keep on giving. It's not equal giving, it equal sacrifice. Mga kapatid, nung siya po'y muling nagtanim dahil pinag-pray ng pastor para dumami o mabalik siya sa kanyang trabaho, na reinstate siya at minsan pa pong pinagpalang muli. Kaya siya po, tanim ng tanim ng tanim. Give accordingly. Amen? The more na ikaw yung pinagpapala, the more nawawala na yung pagbibigay. Kaya po, mali po mga kapatid, na sinasabi natin na hindi ako marunong magdala ng kaluluwa, hindi ako marunong makisama, mali po yun. Bakit ikaw po'y kilalang kilala kung hindi ka marunong makisama, kung hindi ka marunong magdala ng kaluluwa? Ang sabi mo, ang kaya ko lang, tumulong, magbigay. Hindi po totoo yan. Ang kinalulukda ng Diyos, yung nagbibigay ng oras, nagbibigay ng panahon, at nagbibigay din ng kanyang resources. Kung tayo po ay laging nagbibigay ng mga pangangailangan ng tao, pero hindi tayo nagdadala ng kaluluwa sa church, mga kapatid, malaki ang problema natin. Malamang ikaw ay backslider, malamang lagi ka nagkri-criticize sa mga lingkod ng Diyos. Be careful, sapagkat God wants you to give accordingly. Amen? And letter B, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 3. Give out of what you have, your ability, even as you step out in faith. Hello? It's not the 100 you want to give or the 1,000 you wish you could give. It's the 10 you give that God blesses. Kahit pa million-million po ang binibigay nyo, hindi ka cheerful giver, hindi rin po counted yan. Anong abilidad meron ka? Bakit ka naging popular? Paano ka nakakagather ng tao? Why don't you gather the people and campaign for Jesus so that the church we will pull of unsaved soul para sila'y maligtas ng Diyos? Amen? You cannot wait until your business gets big or you win the lottery. Hello? Sabi nung isang kausap ko, Bishop, kapag ako ay tumama sa loto, ako ay magbibigay sa church at magbibigay din ako sa inyo. Ang sabi ko sa kanya, kapatid, eh paano ka naman mananalo sa loto ay hindi ka naman tumataya sa loto? Amen. Churches that wait to teach tithing until their people mature. Grabe. Kaya po ayaw ko mag-exhort ng tithing sa churches, sa church. Sabi ko kayo na lang mag-exhort. Kasi hindi naman kailangan na, kasi pag ikaw ay Kristiyano na, naiintindihan mo na. It is your obligation to give cheerfully. At huwag kang maninilip ng binibigay ng ibang tao. Yung binibigay ng ibang tao, oras niya, buhay niya, salapi niya, at hindi natin alam kung ano ang pinagdadaanan nila. Kaya ang intindihin natin, ano ang maibibigay mo? Give accordingly. Hallelujah! Churches, hallelujah! Ulitin ko, churches that wait to teach tithing until their people matured or wait to start missions struggle, pagka naghihirap na mag-mission, you train one way then have to retrain. In the meantime, you lost people. Hindi pwede po. Give accordingly. Letter C. Hallelujah. Mark 12, 42 to 44. And there come a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mites which make afar things. And he called unto him his disciple, and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that this poor widow has cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her one did cast in all that she had, even all her living. Start where you are. Release what you have planted seed. Don't eat your seed. If you think you cannot afford to give, you cannot afford not to give. Poverty is not an excuse. 2 Corinthians 8:2, how that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. Extreme poverty resulted in rich generosity. God sees the tithes of our heart, not the size of our gift. As our income increases, so should our giving. As our level of living increases, so should our level of giving. And lastly, letter D, Acts 11:29. Then the disciple, every man according to his ability, determined to send relief unto the brethren which dwell in Judea. The disciple gave according to their ability. A quote coming from a church leader, Wayne Mayer, do something, lest you do nothing. God bless you. So mga kapatid, this is how should you give. God bless you and shalom.
Siya mismo, ora mismo, lalapit sa'yo.